Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Thursday lunch hour, making our way through a work week where the weather, boy, the weather has been beautiful this week, late September, and downright hot, actually, for a lot of days. So good. I keep saying good for harvest, but it's good for anything. Good for the kids at school, getting outside at recess, good for football, which has started up. Let's not talk about the length of the field. That's a whole other different conversation. But at the end of the day, this warm weather is welcomed by many, that's for sure. Well, as of 2019, this is a crazy, hard to believe and sad stat. As of 2019, 16% of new mums had reported to Stats Canada from Saskatchewan that they had experienced feelings consistent with postpartum depression or anxiety disorder. That number is actually lower than the national average, 23% at the time. It's one in five women in the province may experience a mental health concern around pregnancy. And this is, of course, according to the Saskatchewan Prevention Institute. How big of an issue is this today? And why is it important that we understand this issue? And I have talked to a couple of my colleagues about the fact that this issue, near and dear to my heart, I have a family member who went through struggles with postpartum depression. And the way I saw it play out in our family is the way we see it play out in many. And I'm happy to have a couple of guests joining me today in studio. I'll start with Lindsay Garreau, who is here, the owner of I Love You More Wellness Center. Lindsay, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So your background is in what, Lindsay?
I have a master's in social work.
Okay. So when you were in school doing your social work master's degree, did you envision that this was going to be the work? What was your plan?
Well, my plan was to work with aging, actually. So I have a specialization in aging.
Okay.
But that plan quickly changed after I experienced some postpartum anxiety after my second daughter.
Okay. So how many kids do you have?
I have three daughters.
Okay. And so the first one,
in hindsight, I probably had a little bit of something, but I was feeling good about it. So right. It was okay. But
so can you describe for us, and I appreciate you being willing to share this, but I think that's the power of this segment, talking about postpartum depression. Can you describe what life was like for you and how you felt after your second was born?
For sure. You know, there's a bit of guilt when you have a second kid that your first one's not going to be loved as much. And so then you try and share that time. And then, as we know, moms take on the world and we play every part as we can. And I just started worrying about everything and being anxious about everything, and to the point where it was so rigid, where if it was nap time, everyone was kicked out of the house. The door was closed. There was no noise. There was nothing. Mm-hmm. And it would just spiral you into this state of, I'm never going to sleep. This is never going to get better. I'm doing everything wrong. If I was a better mom, there would be no crying. There would be no fussing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before that, it didn't really even, wasn't even a topic that I had really thought about, but right. Like, I had a master's degree and it took me longer than it should have to reach out for help.
Did you self-diagnose? Did you realize within yourself that, look, something has to change here?
You know what? It took me about 7 months, to be honest. Okay. I had a few people just be like, you know, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It's just this. It's just mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. But then I just really went like, something's going on here. So I reached out to some supports. And
so you reached out, you get help yourself. So tell me the steps between that and now being the owner of I Love You More Wellness Center.
Okay. So the steps were I opened my own private practice and I actually joined another member of the community who is opening a center similar to this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some funding kind of fell through. And mm-hmm. So when we kept doing our own work, right, I was doing counseling with the moms I had established. And then I actually met Renee about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And she was my client for a few years. And October 1st, 2023, she died by suicide.
So let's talk about it's Renee Ferguson, correct? So right. She was a client, someone who had she reached out to you?
She had, yeah. She had experienced some postpartum with her daughter early okay. on. And so we had been doing some work. She was doing all the right things. Things mm-hmm. were going okay, mm-hmm. or as you think, right? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I got a call.
Wow. Well, that brings me to my second guest. I'm very appreciative to have Kelly Lefebvre here, who is Renee's mother. And so I appreciate this is a very tough conversation for you to have, Kelly, but thank you for being here. Tell me a little bit about Renee.
She was a very positive person. If you were to meet her, you probably would not have recognized the struggles that she was going through.
Mm.
She was the first person to smile. She always wanted to help everybody else. Unfortunately, I think she didn't keep enough for herself.
That's a pretty typical thing, and I'm looking at mums in the room here, but I mean, that's a thing mums do, is give, try and take care of everyone's needs, often to the neglect of their own, and that can be very, very challenging. Did you, Kelly, obviously you knew the journey that Renee was on with her struggles?
I knew she was struggling. I didn't realize it was as bad as it was on that day.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she struggled. I think it took our whole community, Lindsay's community, all of us, by surprise. Looking back, it's easy to see what we missed, but at the time.
Right. What are the things, if you're talking right now and there are people listening who have family members who are dealing with struggles, could be their daughter, their niece, their loved one who's struggling, potentially postpartum, what are some of the things that, Kelly, you think people should really pay attention to?
My red flag is when somebody says, "I'm fine."
Mm.
Don't just accept it. Ask the questions, read their body language, just be more aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kelly, I appreciate you being here today. I can only imagine how tough this topic is, but the fact that you're here tells me that you want to continue to advocate for this important work. Lindsay Gouraud is my other guest, the owner of I Love You More Wellness Center. Lindsay, does this ring true with you when you hear Kelly say, "People quickly will say, I'm fine"? Is that what you often hear?
Yeah, you know, or they'll reach out saying, you know, "Do you want to come to the mall with me and do something?" And then something happens and you can't go and you're like, okay, that's okay. Right. But they may not be saying, "I'm really struggling and I really need this from you." Because let's be honest, moms
don't.
We're not very good at asking for help.
Right. And I can only imagine that it's not a one size fits all. So
no.
What might be a display or a call for help for one might not be the same. Are there things that you see, though, consistently among moms?
I think the worry, the playing down of some concerns, you know, talking about sleep all the time and someone, you know, kindly saying, like, "You know what, it'll pass." And you're like, it'll pass. And it's almost like trying to convince themselves mm-hmm. a little bit. But I think you're right. I think what makes it difficult is it's not a one size fit all.
Mm-hmm.
Where for me, I'm a big extrovert. So for me to have isolated myself could have probably been a clue to myself and others.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas others who are used to kind of doing things on their own stay in their head a little bit. So that's the challenging part. And I think that's what Kelly was saying, like, ask the questions.
Right.
Instead of saying, "What do you need from me?" It's, "Hey, I'm going to order you supper tonight. Where can I order in from?"
Right. Yeah. Those statements, definitive statements.
Yeah.
This must be underreported.
It is.
I have to think.
So the stats are right now like 1 in 5 moms and 1 in 10 dads, actually. We know those are underreported. And so it's probably closer to 1 in 3, if I'm honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, people think like it's been 6 months. It can't be that. But symptoms can show within the first year. And so I was at 7 or 8 months, and untreated can actually last you up to 5 years.
So let's talk about the work you do at I Love You More Wellness Center. What are some of the different areas of care that you provide there?
So the center was opened to be a drop-in space for moms. So it's literally, you come, there's a really big cozy couch, there's a big open play space, there's coffee, there's snacks. The intent is to be a home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just come and bring baby and you need a break, you can sit on the couch.
Right.
If you just want to be with another adult or other kids, you can do that. And so we have hosts. So it's different community organizations, some private, some nonprofit, who will come in and staff that day. So right now we have every morning from 9:30 to 12:30. And Wednesdays we have an extended day from 9:30 to 3.
Mm-hmm. And what's uptake like? Are you busy?
Yeah, you know, we're not a huge space. There's times where there's up to anywhere from 5 to 10 moms and babies. Mm-hmm. And that's, I would say that's pretty comfortable. There are people that come to us after being at a busy place mm-hmm. to come relax, or on the flip will come to us when they're going somewhere.
Why is this an important discussion? You and I chatted a little bit off air about this because I think we all probably know someone who's struggled with whether it's been diagnosed postpartum depression. I would say it's less relevant whether it's an official diagnosis. It's how people are feeling, and in many cases, people won't actually go and seek help for it. Why is this important?
Well, I think the more we talk about it, the more we bring it up, the less it's stigmatized. Mm-hmm. There's less shame. There's less guilt. And really, we need our moms and our families to be healthy, because if we're not healthy, we can't do the best we can for our kids. And then our kids aren't getting what they need. And so it's kind of like that rollover concern where it just passes along and it just continues. So we want our community to be strong.
Lindsay Groh is my guest, the owner of I Love You More Wellness Center. I've got Kelly LaFave joining me in studio as well. Kelly's daughter, Renee Ferguson, sadly, we lost her a couple of years ago, directly related to postpartum depression. Is this something, Lindsay, that people can be proactive about? So regardless of waiting for the point where you get to a point where you're feeling like you are depressed or in this state, is there proactive work that can be done to help young mothers?
For sure. I think we've come a long way as well in like the counseling world, where the message we're sending is proactive support. Mm-hmm. You know, like now that we know that postpartum, like it's a perinatal disorder, so it can happen when you're pregnant as well. So coming to counseling ahead of time, knowing that, you know, your risk factors, if you already have anxiety and depression, you are more at risk. Mm-hmm. If there's some trauma there, you're more at risk, right? So getting that support, that peer support, which is what is offered at the center, mm-hmm. where you just come in and you talk to a staff, and really strong relationships have been built.
I'm going to come back to you in a second, Lindsay, and ask for what message that you're going to give to young moms that might be listening. But Kelly, I think maybe I'll ask you first. You're here as a strong family member who's gone through a tragic loss. What is your message to families who could be, have a daughter, could be a sister, could be a niece, someone who has had a baby? What is your message to families?
Make sure that you are keeping in contact with them. Make sure they know that you love them and that you care for them. Mm-hmm. Say it often. Mm-hmm. That's why the center's named what it is. Mm-hmm. That was one of Renee's sayings, was always, I love you more. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd like to say about the center is keep in mind it's not just for moms and families that are struggling. If they are feeling good, please still use the center, because you can be there as a support for someone else.
Mm, strong words for sure. Lindsay, I'll come back to you for just last comments about the importance of the center and your message to people listening.
I think that's a great note, Kelly, that, you know, it's a play space, right? There's a play space for kids. You don't have to be struggling to come. But if you are, it's a place to just be outside of your home with mm-hmm. all the dirty dishes and the cups and the socks laying around. So if you are struggling, please know you don't have to be alone. Please reach out. Reach out to the I Love You More Wellness Center. Reach out for counseling. And we offer counseling through Prairie Heart Counseling as well.
Okay. Where can people find you online?
So we have social media, Facebook and Instagram. And we also have a website, just iloveyoumorewellnesscenter.ca. And follow us on social media. We post a schedule every week.
Mm, good stuff. Lindsay, I appreciate the work you do. I appreciate the fact you came in to share it. Thank you very much for being
here
today. And Kelly, my heart goes out to you. Sorry for your loss, but boy, deep appreciation for your willingness to keep Renee's memory and legacy alive in terms of continuing to help others. Thank you for your selfless sharing here today.
Thanks for having us.
And again, the name of the center, I Love You More Wellness Center, and you can find them online, on social media. Great resource for young moms, for families who are either in pregnancy right now or maybe had their baby, but a great resource towards wellness, towards building community, and we appreciate the work that they do. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.